Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday, but it's a meat Friday for Todd Fritz, who celebrated his birthday earlier this week. It's Chinese barbecue pork, beef and broccoli, General Tso's chicken, beef lo mein, pork fried rice, and Mountain Dew cake.
Mountain Dew cake.
Who has it better than Todd does?
No. It's like the Chinese New Year just for me.
And Fritzy said that he would rather have this meat Friday than a Broncos win last night.
Yeah, I feel strongly about that. I'm not taking that back.
Surprised a lot of people there. But Denver doesn't score in the first half. It's just there's bad body language on the sidelines with Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. It's like we're coexisting. It's like a couple that breaks up. And they're living in the same house. And you're just going, how does this play out? How does this work? Because, and Russ's numbers coming into the game were pretty good. I think that, you know, we focused on how bad the defense was and assumed Russ was playing bad. But, I mean, they didn't get blown out. Like, they didn't give up 70. But you're still going, they're just not threatening. And it's 13-0, should have been 30-0, it felt like. And Patrick Mahomes had this to say about his defense.
Luckily for us, our defense is playing great. So we can go through these growing pains and try to get better and better. But, I mean, the talent's there. You can see it in spurts. But we have to learn how to sustain drives, get in on the red zone, score touchdowns, and make it easier on our defense to play a little bit more free.
And here's Russell Wilson on his performance.
Offensively, we had some really good things, and then, you know, we obviously the two turnovers by me is unacceptable. We can't happen. You know, the first one, you know, tried to get to Jerry over top of the guy, and he made a play, and then the second one, obviously, they you know, tipped it up in the air, which is unfortunate because we had a good play on.
Okay, a couple of turnovers, and you're on the road. And by the way, the betting line was in between 10.5 and 11, and the final score was 19-8.
We still got 11 more. We'll be all right.
Thank you, Todd. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The newsletter, sign up, available, and go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address. The box slides out. Bottom right corner. Every day, Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, You get a recap of the show. It's really well done. And also, you'll get a heads up before anybody else with the new batch of pumpkin spiced maple moonshine. We'll probably be giving you more information in the final week of the month. All right, so Phillies close out the Braves, and they move on to the National League Championship Series again. The baseball schedule resumes on Sunday, Rangers at the Astros. College weekend, Oregon and Washington is tasty for me. USC, Notre Dame, always. Miami at North Carolina after the debacle last week with Miami, and North Carolina quietly undefeated. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning, those watching on Peacock, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Seton, what's poll question for hour two?
Let me update you, hour one, Dan. We went with most wonky quarterback situation. There were many, many options.
Okay.
You had the Broncos, the Cardinals, Giants, Browns, Bears, Vikings. It's actually in that order. Broncos right now, 54%, followed by the Cardinals, Giants, Browns, Bears, and Vikings have 0% in this poll.
Okay. Is it because nobody cares about the Vikings quarterbacking situation?
Vikings have 0%. The Bears have 4%. Browns, 8%.
Well, maybe 0%. Maybe it's recency bias with the Broncos.
Could be.
With what we saw last night.
It is wonky.
But can they get out of that contract? What can Denver do? Like, they owe Russ a lot of money. They owe their head coach $100 million. They gave up all those draft picks. Yes, Paul?
I have Russell Wilson's contract. He actually is not going to make that much money next year. He's going to make $35 million. But if they wanted to move on from him, and they can't really cut him, I guess they could eat that $35 million. The dead cap hit is $85 million. You would have to trade him to exit him from your franchise.
Okay, let's say you're Denver and you continue to play bad and you have one of the top two picks in the draft. Would you use that pick on Drake May or Caleb Williams? All right? Do you? Do you take Marvin Harrison Jr. III, the wide receiver out of Ohio State? Or do you trade the pick and maybe try to get back some picks? Yes, Todd?
If it appears that Russell Wilson's best days are behind him and this is just not going well and they can deal with figure out the finances of it, you got to go after a great young quarterback, and it's basically a rebuilding situation for
this
team.
Well, you know the finances.
He's locked in.
You've got to grab the best quarterback that you're excited about. It's been like this for 8 years now. It's time to start over at quarterback.
Man.
I don't think it could work that way. 2024 and 25, you have Russell Wilson as your quarterback. Keeping him after that, he's going to make $60 million in 2026. That's when you can get rid of him, before the 2026 season. Now, there are ways. You got to trade and all that. But if let's say the Denver Broncos had the second pick of the draft and took Drake May. You have his contract and Russell Wilson's contract. That means the cap room you're using at the quarterback position would make you not be able to sign anybody else.
And then are you going to trade your wide receivers? It feels like somebody's gone. How's that going to help Russ? Hey, these guys weren't very good, but we're going to trade them away and put in guys who weren't good enough to start in front of these guys. The Jerry Jeudy situation there, that wasn't pretty last night. Steve Smith, NFL Network, calling him out and then trying to apologize for calling him out. And then Jerry Jeudy doesn't accept his apology. And then he goes and proceeds to really go scorched earth with Jerry Jeudy. Yes, Marvin.
These former player, current player beefs are getting out of hand. Dante Whitner said Dak Prescott sucks.
Yeah, I know.
After the Cowboys 49ers game. Yeah. And then Rodney with
Rodney Harrison, yeah, called him hot garbage or whatever.
So now we're 3-for-3.
Yeah. By the way, the Chiefs have won 16 consecutive games against the Broncos. Congratulations. By the way, the all-time record, one team's dominance, the Dolphins. 20 consecutive wins versus the Bills. That went from 1970 to 1979. So the Chiefs are still active. They're on the clock. And that's tied for the third longest streak in NFL history. The Niners beat the Rams 17 consecutive games from 1990 to 1998. Washington beat the Lions 16 straight games. That's 1968 to 1997. And the Broncos, congratulations. The beat down. The beat goes on. And speaking of beats, we have our music theme today. is hype songs in an arena or a stadium. So let's recap what we've played so far first hour, Marvin.
All right, so my song was The Human League, Don't You Want Me. And then,
of course it was.
Because that's that. I get hyped at home sometimes when I put that on.
Okay, keep going. Okay.
Mariano Rivera, he was thinking about running out to that, and then he went Enter Sandman. It was a coin flip, though.
And then the next song was Paulie's Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
All right.
Then we'll keep going.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the Jungle, I think, is played, though, in Cincinnati. I think that's the Bengals. It's the Jungle. I'm going to guess there are a few places that play that. But so what's left is myself, Seton, and Fritzy. Phone calls, we'll get to those. Hour two poll question after the wonky quarterback situation, Seton.
Hour two poll question. Yeah, damn it. I just had it right here. Now, that's right. We're going to go with one of Toddler's. He had an interesting one. This has nothing to do with anything other than it's Friday the 13th. How superstitious are you?
Okay.
Extremely, slightly, not at all.
Okay.
Because athletes tend to be superstitious.
But they're creatures of habit.
Right.
And what happens is if the routine gets disrupted, then they're like, oh, my God, I stepped on the white line.
Yeah, you got to jump over the baseline. You can't.
Yeah, you can't do that. Spooky season has arrived. And all your fears live on Peacock. You can stream Chucky. New movies like Five Nights at Freddy's. Universal classic monster films. And every terror you crave with Peacock's Halloween Horror. Which leads us to sports names off superstitions today.
No. What?
And Todd has his Friday the 13th t-shirt on today.
I got my Shining shirt.
Okay.
With those two scary girls down the hall.
Okay.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Sports names, superstitions. Bud Black Cat. Bob, don't walk over someone or they'll stop growing. Bob, walk.
Oh, picture. Right. This is.
Wilbur knocking on wood. Wilbur knocking. Just stay with me. Ryan, four-leaf clover. It could be good or bad superstitions. Our guest that's coming out in a little bit. Lucky Penny Hardaway. Okay. Step on a crack, break your mom's Wally Backman. Throwing Jared Saltamacchio over your shoulder. Raleigh, fingers crossed. The evil eye and eagle. The 13th Brian Flores. 6'6 Sixto Lescano, former Brewer outfielder. Rabbits Larry Foot.
Are we done?
Two more. Not responding to a John Chaney letter and getting pooped on by a Larry Bird.
Okay.
Combination of good and bad superstitions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know whether I respect how much work he put into that or I'm bothered by it.
Well, he had another one. Friday the 13th, which of these horror movie characters frightens you the most?
I thought that was a fun one. We had Chucky, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, Hannibal Lecter, Michael Myers, Pennywise, Jason Voorhees, Jason, there you go, from Friday the 13th. And then we had some also-rans, like Damien, Annabelle, Jack Torrance, Norman Bates, Annie Wilkes, Candyman, Jaws, and Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th, it's fun.
No, I got it.
I think it's a fun thing. It's something different.
Okay. All right. Ryan Leaf, what'd you say, Ryan? Four-leaf clover?
Ryan Four-leaf clover. That's a good thing. Yeah,
he just left.
Yeah. See if he's still there.
He may not be.
In the green room. Let me see. Get a couple of phone calls. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha.
Nobody. GP, if I lived in L.A., I'd have to hit up Gus to have some beverages and discuss this wonky mess that is the Dodgers. Yeah. I mean, we were doomed from the postseason, DP. We didn't have any starting pitching. Buehler was out. Gonsolin was out. May was out. Urias was beating up women. We started Clayton Kershaw, who was 65 in game one. Then we started rookie Bobby Miller. It could have been Clayton's son in game two. Oh, here's the best part. We send out the aging wonder that's Lance Lynn throwing absolute meatballs out there a la Kenny Powers in game three. That is wonky, Dan.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens in the offseason because you still have to address your pitching situation. And are you bringing Clayton Kershaw back at age 35? And the sweepstakes for Shohei Ohtani. He's not going to be able to pitch for you next season. Nick in California. Good morning, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Dan Etz, except for you, Fritzy. Happy belated birthday, by the way. I've been a Broncos fan since Peyton Manning took over. And yeah, the last 2 years have been horrendous, you know, coming from, you know, high expectations. But Todd, to choose Chinese food over a Denver Broncos win, I am very, very disappointed. I think you should take a pie to the face going forward anytime the Broncos do win a game. How about it, Todd?
Wow. I'm a little disappointed in myself because I've been a huge Bronco fan since like 1977, yet I'm very excited about this Chinese food menu and trying Mountain Dew cake. And whether the Broncos were 1-5 or 2-4 is pretty much meaningless. So let's enjoy some Chinese food.
I respect it. I'm surprised with the answer because I know that the Broncos, they break your heart, that you get emotional, you throw temper tantrums.
It's gotten so frustrating that I'm picking an afternoon of Chinese food over a victory and breaking a 15.
Lo Mein has never let you down.
Yeah.
I can't watch all the punts and the non-first downs. It's just terrible.
Well, we made that T-shirt last year, didn't we?
Yeah, run, incomplete punt. That's what they do. One-yard run, incomplete punt.
That was the Broncos' game plan. That was their offensive philosophy.
Can we get two first downs in a row before we punt? Can we get a couple of first downs?
What's going on there?
It's beyond pathetic. It really is.
Sean Payton's the offensive genius, and I got Russell Wilson, who's playing himself out of the Hall of Fame.
But they have a guy. It didn't work last year. It hasn't worked in a while. What's
Do you
the
think
problem?
Nathaniel Hackett watched last night? Right? Right? And then when Sean calls a timeout at the end of the first half, and he said, I thought it was third down.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Hackett's clapping at the TV. Way to go, Sean. Good job. Good job. Give him another 3 points.
Nathaniel Hackett would take the Chinese food today as well instead of the Broncos.
And it would be the right choice to make.
Yes, Marvin.
I'm just glad Hackett got the game ball after the Jets won.
Oh, yeah.
I called that. I was without question. I don't care if the score is 50-49. He's getting the game ball.
Jay in Ohio, then we'll take a break. Ryan Leaf will join us in studio. Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Hey. First time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
5'10", 191 dad bod. I've got some Crappensburg news, but also I've been on the mend and had an idea for the On the Mend Club T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It should be two tiers. Bottom tier, bottom shelf is for stupid things that are self-inflicted. The top tier would then be non-self-inflicted. So that's that. Crappensburg news. There's some rumors out there of conference expansion. There's actually three directional teams that are looking to get in. One is South Colon U, the Blasters. The Western Fudge U, of course, they're the Packers. And then the South Payne U, the Gassers. So the commissioner did say that this could lead to some bloating and really not interested in expanding the conference.
All right, how about that? Jay gave it a little bit of time there.
A lot of time.
Yeah. More Crappensburg State T-shirts. I don't know how many we've sold now, Seton. I'm guessing over 2,000 of these T-shirts. And then we have bumper stickers. And what else do we have?
It's essentially like a campus bookstore at this point. Kind of the vibe we're going for.
Okay. It's available, Dan.
There's a coffee mug. There's bumper sticker, a window sticker, three different shirts now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
It's a cottage industry.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Should we do a brochure? Take a photo with all of us in our Crappensburg State gear?
Oh, like a catalog?
Yeah, when they're like, oh, look, they are diverse.
I love that idea. Like they're playing Frisbee in the quad or whatever.
I thought you were going to have a brochure of Crappensburg State, where we give you this fictitious campus and all the things that they, you know, where you have the students there who are like a chemistry right. set.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean film those commercials like University of Georgia, looking to the future, and it's a couple of students with chemistry instead of showing people beer bonging in the quad.
Yeah, well, we might do that, too. All right, let me take a break. I like that. A little brochure on Crappensburg State University. The Dukes. We'll take a break. And by the way, the Traeger grills are fired up today, which means we are take advantage of all the great offers that they have at Traeger.com. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. Use DP Show at checkout for free shipping. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. What do I have here, Marvin? Do I have Simply Safe Home Security. What's up, Holmes?
See, you're so safe and secure, you don't even need to know.
I know.
That's how good it is.
Yeah. And fall is here, so maybe settling back into busier routines, kids at school, and you got soccer practice. You got all these things going on, and maybe the home is sitting empty and vulnerable. That's why I strongly recommend Simply Safe Home Security. They have revolutionary home monitoring innovations. 24/7 live guard protection designed to help stop crime in real time. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and then tell the intruder they better leave. And then they sound the siren. No contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Just a great product. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. See, you shouldn't do that. There are people driving in their car are going to be turning around. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is yours, Toddler.
It really is.
Okay.
I love that
song. This is good. This is good. I have no problem with that one. That's a hype song.
It's awesome.
All right. By the way, this program brought to you by the versatile EQB to the Sublime EQS sedan. Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. Would you give me the results of the poll question? And then we'll get situated with Ryan Leaf.
Dan, we put up there, how superstitious are you? Extremely, slightly, or not at all? Right now, 68% of the audience are slightly superstitious.
All right.
The Broncos quarterback situation is still the most wonky.
We're trying to get the microphone situated here with Ryan Leaf. I don't know if Ryan broke it, but let's see. He didn't break it. Okay. All right. That's why we can't have nice things.
Not a good sign, though, of Paul's being the tech guy. That's, things have gone askew. Speaking of wonky, things have gone askew.
All right, I'll come in and fix it.
Do you want to? We'll just hold it. Would you just hold the microphone there, Ryan? How's that? Okay. How about we turn on his microphone here?
Got this one here?
Yeah. All right. What do we have? All right.
live television. Live television, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
But the thing is, you want this. That's the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You need that.
Yeah.
Ryan is, of course, college football NFL analyst for Westwood One and NFL Network, and the CEO of Ram Consultant Incorporated, college football and NFL analyst. You can see him on Good Morning Football. Good to see you again. Let me start with the college football weekend. Notre Dame and USC. If you were Notre Dame and you're game planning for USC, what would you do?
Well, I would attack their defense because that's where they're so vulnerable. I don't think they're bad defensively, Dan. I think that, unfortunately, Alex Grinch, he's the defensive coordinator. He tends to get a little too complicated. You see him running some different schemes defensively, and that leaves gaps open all over the field. When they're talented enough, I mean, they recruit well enough to have the right guys there to do the work that they need to do, but he just gets them into some awkward situations, and all of a sudden they're being gashed because the gap integrity is lost, and the offense is relying totally now on Caleb Williams to save them, and with what they have over the next 6 weeks, that's going to be really difficult. I actually see them probably losing maybe three of the six games here down the stretch.
USC.
Yeah.
Loses three.
I don't think they escape South Bend, actually.
Well, Notre Dame's favored by three. By the way, who came up with gap integrity?
I believe it was Socrates.
Yeah, but yes. But why? It sounds like a Mike Mayock.
Well, as soon as it was said, all analysts jumped to it. So and I'm guilty of that as well.
I don't know what gap integrity means.
Okay, so like you know, when somebody has integrity, it's good stuff, like good integrity, right? Gap integrity is about good, you know, good solid in your right gap on the defensive side of the football. When you do not have gap integrity,
why do we need to say
what
that?
Would you use something else? They were in the wrong spot. Just say they're in the
yes.
wrong spot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't, because it's analysticy.
Like we're gonna throw the ball, you know, vertically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the top off the like. It feels like, you know, three technique guy.
I think what you just, you know, yeah. I'm guilty of it too. I've been swayed by the gap integrity conversation. Probably heard it from Orlovsky. I tend to take a lot of stuff from Orlovsky because he's really good at it. And so yeah, that's probably where I got it from.
But it feels like it's a secret language that only analysts have this. You can't use this. Just us,
yeah.
The guys who you know, we played. We know what set the edge. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, the set the edge part. I was like, just make sure he doesn't get outside you. You know,
it's like everybody's got to have their favorite. What did what were the other ones that Mayock would have?
Oily hips, oily waistbender.
Oh, waistbender was big, and oily hips.
Oily hips, huh? That was my problem. I didn't have oily hips, guys. That was the problem.
We finally figured it out
after 25 years, but we got it.
Who did we have on who was falling in love with Drake May? Was that Orlovsky?
Orlovsky.
Orlovsky likes Drake May. It feels like he likes him more than he does Caleb Williams.
Okay, the thing, my guy is Michael Penix Jr., so that's where we
would differ. Take him over these other two?
Yeah, I'd take Penix over both of them.
If you had the number one pick in the draft,
yes,
you would take Michael Penix?
Yes, because of what Kalen DeBoer does offensively with Ryan Grubb. It's a very pro-style offense. Also, he doesn't get sacked. He gets the ball out of his hand, and that doesn't mean just quickly. Sometimes it's down the field for big shots quickly. He does not get sacked. The last 2 years, you look at what Caleb Williams has had to do. You're not going to be able to do that in the NFL where you're going to be able to go backwards,
true,
run all over the place and make a play. Now, maybe he will, but it hasn't been sustainable for a lot of guys. I mean, Patrick Mahomes uses it when he needs to. It seems like Caleb Williams has to do it all the time. I think Drake May is probably a good fit there as well in terms of what he can do, you know. But I think he's a lot like Sam Howell. I do. I think they're very similar, just not only because they're from North Carolina. Michael Penix Jr. for me, and this is hard for me to say, you know, being a Washington Husky, rocking a Cougs shirt on your show here. But But I just like him a lot, and I love what Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb bring to the table in terms of their offensive philosophy and what it can look like when it translates to the NFL game.
I like that. Okay. Because I agree with you. Caleb Williams won't be able to play this way in the NFL.
No.
He may have moments, plays that he can play like this, but, you know, the game is just so much quicker, as you know, getting ball out, you know, your reads when you throw it away, all of those things. But Orlovsky loved Drake May.
I haven't studied him enough. I've been breaking down a little bit of what the Miami-UNC matchup is for this weekend just because of what went down with Miami last week, because I wanted this game to be such a big deal. And last week's decision by Mario Cristobal kind of put that to the side a little bit, you know, and hopefully it won't beat him twice. So this, I think this will go a long way for Drake May if he can have a really good game against the likes of the Miami Hurricanes in a division or in a conference. And then, you know, hopefully they'll get to a championship game against Florida State, who's really good.
So you, just so I have it correct, if you had the number one pick in the draft and needed a quarterback, you would take Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, he to me is Trevor Lawrence. He to me is Andrew Luck. That's what I believe in him. I mean,
okay.
It's not the same, but you know, the Heisman Trophy sounds are starting to come out a lot louder around Michael Penix Jr. I think he's like the number two guy right now.
I think he might be number one.
And I tell you, he's got a great opportunity. They got Oregon at home this weekend, right? This is the fifth top 10 matchup at Husky Stadium ever. It's going to be a huge deal. It's a close game. They beat him in Eugene last year. Then he's got a November 11th matchup at SC against Caleb Williams. He goes down there, they win, and he beats the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. His stock is going to skyrocket. And so I'm just trying to get on that train earlier than most.
We're talking to Ryan Leaf, joining us, and a Washington State grad.
Yeah.
I don't understand the battle going on with you and game day with Washington State.
I took the high road on that thing. I said, hey, you know, I didn't like that you didn't celebrate our team, and rather than made it a joke. That was the only thing I said. I love game day. I love Kirk Herbstreit.
But I thought they were jabbing the Pac-12, not Washington State. Coach Corso is so pro college football.
I know.
From the standpoint, he doesn't say negative things. I'm watching that live, and I thought he said the Nobody Wants Us Bowl.
He does.
No, he says nobody watch.
He says nobody wants us bowl.
I think he says nobody watches. And maybe
it was the other way.
Okay.
I think Dickert heard no one watches us bowl. And what he really said was no one wants us bowl, because no one wants those two teams.
Okay. So factually, he's correct.
He's correct.
Okay.
But what he did afterward in the crying, and then McAfee kind of jumping on that.
Okay.
I didn't like that part. I just, you know, it was my alma mater. These kids didn't even be made fun of. You had a chance to celebrate them. So I said something.
Do you want a piece of McAfee?
No, I don't. As my wife has told me over and over, stay away from that. That is bad karma. And she's right. She's right. She's absolutely
Let's
right.
Let's bring in Pat McAfee, hello. Paulie. Hey, Pat McAfee.
I just wanted to celebrate college football, and unfortunately, but they doubled down on it too. So I've let them kind of run with it, and you know,
yeah, they're not letting go.
No, and you know, unfortunately, you know, that's I love college football games. You know, I love doing that, and you know, that's the disappointing part in all this.
Help me understand this: that Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's with the Chargers. The Chargers play the Cowboys on Monday night. How much input information do you think is relevant to what he knows about the Cowboys to what then he can give to his team?
Well, I don't think he can necessarily give anything to his team. I don't buy into that a lot, because the game's too fast. Trying to tell somebody in a week lead up to a game what they're going to do in this, that's not going to.
But is there a cadence that you can get? Is there signals there?
Maybe cadence, but I will say this. He has gone up against Dan Quinn in that defense every day in practice for the last 2 years. So he has an understanding of how to call offense against that. I'm not so partial to the idea that he's going to be able to tell the defense what Matt McCarthy's going to be able to do.
Okay.
He knows what Dan Quinn, his tendencies are, more or less, because he went against him every day. I mean, they put practice scripts against one another for 3 years together or whatever it was. So that, for me, is more beneficial than him being able to tell the defense what Mike McCarthy is going to call or do with a player's tendency. That's where I think the success comes from. They get Austin Ekeler back. Justin Herbert is a stud. You know, and hopefully Quentin Johnston is going to be able to add to the mix now that Mike Williams is out.
Why don't we celebrate Austin Ekeler the way we do Christian McCaffrey?
He wasn't a first-round pick, maybe.
But his numbers are better than Christian McCaffrey.
It's just it's a mindset thing. It really is. The anchor that you wear, both good and bad, when it comes to being a top draft pick, it's a branding thing. And the other thing is, it just maybe not as excitable. I love Austin Ekeler and what he brings to the table.
Well, McCaffrey has a novelty to him, being a white running back.
He does. Yeah. He does. And to be the best running back in the NFL right now in terms of his production, that you know, leads to the great white hope mentality.
Yeah, but Austin Ekeler has put up these great numbers.
I agree with
and
you.
And then tried to get a new contract. The Chargers like, yeah, see what you can get. And then he has to crawl back. And now he gets, you know, this is a big moment for him.
It
is a standalone game.
It's a huge moment. He hasn't played since week one, but he was great in that game. He's been banged up a little bit. Now he gets to do it on Monday Night Football against the America's team, who's coming off just an absolute embarrassment in San Francisco. So, I mean, this is big for both squads. You know me. I'm a huge, huge fan of Justin Herbert. I just love watching the guy play. I love the guy that he is. I don't know if I've ever seen anything so substantial that when he got hammered on the sideline by the Las Vegas Raider guy, the entire team came to his aid. I mean, if that didn't showcase how beloved.
That's a good sign.
He is in that locker room for that organization.
Did you ever get knocked down close to the sidelines and waited for your teammates to get up and get in somebody's face?
I can't. At the NFL level, I would assume no one came to pick me up. but in college, my five guys up front, they literally laid down in traffic for me at one point. Do you remember the movie The Program?
I know it.
Yeah, so initially when it was first released.
There's a scene.
There's a scene in it.
And they're laying in traffic.
Well, the quarterback says that to him. He goes, what are you willing to do for me? And they go down and lay down in literal traffic, like down the – well, apparently after that scene ran, kids went out and tried it. Someone got injured and hurt. And so they pulled the scene from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But me and the old lineman went and saw it. Like, we literally did that. I walked out of it, and I was like, what are you guys willing to do for me here? Just idiotic 19-year-old kids, probably, you know, hyped up on some Bush Light. I don't know. And we went lay down in traffic in Moscow, Idaho. But, it didn't deer to that. They were the Fat Five. Two of them were walk-ons. I mean, those guys, we went to battle. Yeah, they stood up for me a ton. Not only in games, but off the field as well.
Golly. Yeah.
Good guys.
I've asked the Danettes, what are they willing to do for me?
Hey, you know what? I think that you're not around when I spend time with a lot of them. You know, Paulie and I go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
His daughters take care of my son when we do. And they are very grateful for you, and they would probably do a lot more than you think.
Yeah, Paulie.
We had a talk, and we may not lay down in traffic, but we'll sit through traffic like a jam to get here to work.
So to get to work, they would sit in traffic.
Sit in traffic.
That's something.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of people.
Seton and Fritzy do sit in traffic when they
put a lot of miles on my car.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
I've turned back a couple of times when the construction was too bad or I couldn't get there. I'm like, you know what?
I've bent Paulie's ear about having two daughters. You have all daughters. My wife and I, who's here in the green room, we're about to go do our 34-week ultrasound, and it's a little girl.
Oh.
And so they had the shower, and they brought home a lot of the pink stuff. And I looked around for the first time. I think it finally hit me. There's never been a girl in our family. Like, my mom and dad had three boys. And then, like, all the daughters of my grandparents had all boys. And so we've had a cousin who's a girl in the family, but no one, this will be the first one for me, like, even having any tendency of like, what am I going to do? So I think I'm going to, you know, you guys are going to have to be real mentors for me through this process.
Well, I'll be more than happy to do that.
I appreciate that. That's going to
be helpful. So your son's name is MacGyver. Your daughter going to have a TV show like Buffy Vampire Slayer?
We've told people this, but I don't know if Anna wants me blabbing it out, but she's okay. We decided with Claiborne. And Bo was the B-O and the born was what my son gravitated to. So we started, like, at night he'll come in, talk to her belly and say, "Hey, Bo, what are you eating in there? You having pizza?" You know, and now, and she's really active and she's like punching and like kicking and stuff. So MacGyver can see it. And then her middle name's going to be Marvel. So there's your, but not because of the movie, because, you know, you guys have known me long enough. We struggled with 4 miscarriages during the pandemic. And so the fact that this happened is a marvel. And so that's what Anna wanted. And so we're going to go Claiborne Marvel Leaf. And we both started talking about this the other night. We bet she ends up walking out of there going, "You're going to call me Marvel. That's what you're going to call me."
It's like a Kardashian name, you know, Marvel.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think this is a Leaf name. And we're happy about it.
Look at you doing big boy stuff, man.
Yeah. At 47,
yeah.
I'll be 65 when she graduates from high school. All her friends are going to be like, "Hey, your grandpa came. How cool!"
I've gone through that.
You've gone through that one too.
Oh yeah. I've, it's like, "Oh, whose grandfather's here?" "Oh, that's my dad."
Yeah.
Man, is he old? Hey, great to talk to you.
You too. Good to see you.
Yes, and we'll take a break. We'll come back with phone calls here. Chase Daniel is going to join us. You have more touchdown passes than Chase Daniel?
Somebody sent me that, and I said, "No, you're wrong. You're wrong about
that."
How
many touchdown passes did you throw?
14.
14. Paulie, now, we can't include preseason in this, though, Paulie.
No, Chase, if we went preseason, then I would have a lot. Okay. I'm a preseason Hall of Famer.
Chase is Tom Brady, too, in the preseason.
Yes, he is. Chase Daniel might be the best preseason quarterback of all time.
Pretty good. I was pretty good, though.
Chase Daniel career touchdown passes? 9.
Oh!
Someone sent that to me, and I was like, how many years did he play? 15?
Yeah, 15. 13.
Well, he was on a team for 13 years.
Yeah. But he got paid to play professional football for 13 years or whatever it was.
He went 2-3 as his starter.
I went 4-17. So I beat him there, too. Okay. Yeah. Hey, the day's turning up for me, boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Things are looking up. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Ryan Leaf joining us. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This is Seton's hype song.
Oh, we're halfway there! Oh! 70,000 people going nuts. You're damn right.
Okay. This is Seton's hype song. If they didn't do this,
There would be no song. There would be no song if they didn't go.
Yes, Marvin.
Is this the state song for New Jersey?
It might be the theme song. Well, no, you can't have
so many great bands from New Jersey. I'm not really sure how we picked just one.
So you have Springsteen. Yeah. And what are the other really good bands?
Well, JBJ, obviously. We've got Sinatra.
He's not a band.
Yeah, but he's still a guy.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he's from a legend.
From Hoboken. He's from Hoboken.
Use guys.
From Hoboken. The most must-win game of the weekend. Yes. It rolls right off your tongue. The MMWGOW. Here we go. Fritzy, the most must-win game of the weekend is...
I'm going to say Monday night the Cowboys better bounce back from that Niners game and do something to the Chargers.
Okay. Seton O'Connor, the MMWGOW.
I'm going to say the Bills absolutely need to beat the Giants this weekend.
Okay.
Because
Sunday night on NBC and Peacock.
4-2 is a lot different than 3-3, especially in the AFC East. I feel like this is one they can't.
And you're just coming off a loss against Jacksonville and London.
You got to right the ship here if you're
okay.
Buffalo.
Okay. Marvin?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. They need to beat the Bears because then the trade talk and all that stuff will really start to ratchet up if they lose to the Bears.
See, I might be rooting for them to lose so the trade talk can ratchet up a little bit. It's content, Marvin.
My apologies.
Yeah, we want content.
All the way around. Yeah. Bears win.
Paulie?
The most must-win game of the week, Dan, is the USC Trojans. They're in the 10 spot at 6-0 because people do not like their defense. Usually a 6-0 USC team would be like at least in the top five. If they lose to Notre Dame in mid-October, I think they're in a real jam to get in the national title picture, especially with Oregon and Washington battling each other.
I'm going to say Washington against Oregon because all of this hype, all of this talk, Ryan Leaf just said he would take Michael Penix Jr. III with the number one overall pick if he was if he had that opportunity as a GM. You got some big games coming up. You got a game at USC. This, to me, is the most must-win game of the weekend. Whew. That's great. I don't know if that segment's going to catch on with others.
Couldn't catch on more.
Well, they definitely stole it from us if it does.
Yeah.
Just flows so nicely, the phrase.
I love it. I look forward to it every Friday.
Speaking of flowing, Krappensburg State, by the way. T-shirts available. Patrick in Pittsburgh with that topic. Hi, Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can.
Hey, Dan, first time, long time, 5'4", 130. Just wanted to ask if the cafeteria at Krappensburg State is more of a gastro pub.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. These are all valid questions.
As far as I know, nobody's gotten to the cafeteria just yet. That's a first. So yeah. Well done, Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah, we've explored a lot of parts of the campus there with Crappensburg State. It is, is it alumni weekend or just homecoming?
Parents weekend, maybe.
Parents,
parents. Sure. I'm not sure which.
But is parents weekend, homecoming weekend, also alumni weekend?
Homecoming weekend, I think, is alumni weekend, right?
But parents weekend is
different.
That's usually earlier in the season.
Yeah, that's true.
When you want to go see your kid because they're homesick. Final hour coming up. He didn't throw for more touchdown passes than Ryan Leaf or have more wins. Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback, will stop by. Final hour on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.